Yeah, sort of
it's not always like spot on, but it's like close enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you can always then go back and like reference, like find, like, okay, does this like summary feel spot on?
Yeah.
I thought the summary was pretty good though.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. This technology is
amazing. I think it's amazing. I mean,
yeah.
Just AI, period.
So you sent
awesome.
The transcript to A to...
Yeah, you just, like, yeah, use, like, ask, you can kind of upload something to ChatGPT and ask for a summary of it, and it spits out something that, and it can, like, ask, you know, do you want, like, a detailed summary, like, a medium summary, like, a super high, like,
yeah.
It's really, it's crazy. I love it.
I know. I don't know how I'd work without AI in my life.
Yeah.
Now that I'm retired, it comes up.
Well, so we were doing a little kind of context update because I think Ruth and Yvonne were at the last meeting that we had with Tessa that we had over at the Center Civic.
Where I got mom gold.
Yes. And so Sherry wasn't there, you weren't there, but I think you've caught up, like we're sort of, I think that meeting was, I guess just sort of putting some ideas on the table of what almost structurally, like what the volunteering effort could look like. But I thought maybe we could start with, because I think we have a limited, it sounds like maybe we have an hour.
Mm-hmm.
An hour? Yeah. I mean, because I have a doctor's appointment. I need to leave here around 4.
Okay.
But I think that an hour should be enough.
Yeah. What's our goal for the meeting?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, I was thinking that one thing could be good is actually talk about what the goal for the volunteering effort
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does success look like, or what do we... I mean, there's sort of the obvious of
mm-hmm.
giving back to the community, but I think that there could be other important things that we want
mm-hmm.
the volunteering effort to accomplish. And then there were sort of 3 flavors, mm-hmm. and I think the guideline document refers to this, of, like, the contours of the structure
mm-hmm.
that we could take for a volunteering effort, so we can
mm-hmm.
kind of talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, ideally coming out of this, we would have sort of a proposal, I guess, of like pretty tangible, like what should be in scope, like which of the, not necessarily we want to go with these organizations, but what should the volunteering effort look like?
Or focus.
The focus.
Mm-hmm.
And like pretty clear proposed next steps. And the only reason I say proposed is I think it would be great to then feed that back to Tessa, Mary, Monica, Laura, like the people that aren't here, but with like enough clarity where they can actually react, like, because it's like very clear what we discussed and what we, at least in this room, agreed is the right path forward. And they can add to or
mm-hmm.
Say, hey, but wait, you didn't think about this. So that's, I guess, my thought about what we could try to accomplish today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that fit with what you were thinking, or?
I think like my idea was to just agree on how to manage the volunteering group
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and what are the steps to now to kind of start people volunteering
mm-hmm.
and what opportunities there are. And yeah, that would be my, so pretty much what you said.
Okay.
Yeah,
is there anything I left off that we...
No, I mean, unfortunately, you know, my brain goes back to business, you know, when you write these things. Oh,
yeah.
Those are good. But I certainly don't want it to encumber efforts.
Yeah.
But more of saying, oh, does this fit within, you know, this box? Which,
yeah.
You know, it's a loose box, but still a box so that we're not everywhere all
yeah.
the time. And I think it can accommodate individual interests to organize
mm-hmm.
as long as it, you know, fits, does it meet the whatever, connect, promote, and nurture, whatever
yeah.
that is. Which almost anything would, it, you know, would, and you can claim so. But then knowing that, you know, if you post something, and I think that's going to be the, well, not the hardest, but the most structured to put in, you know, who is it, what is it, where is it, and who to contact.
Yeah.
You know, so you go, well, I'd like to volunteer, but I really want, I have a question. And so if you take on one, or Tessa takes on one, or I take on one, it's communicated well and it's responded to well. So it looks, at least it appears, that we're organized.
Yeah.
And I think that if anything to structure-wise, that could be, allow anybody to come in and say, oh, I know what I need to do. I have this goal. I want the, what were their names now? The bank.
Oh, the time bank.
Yeah, I put in that would be difficult to fit in unless you're going to get their structure or work in within their structure.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure volunteers are ready to have interviews or you know, get on board.
Yeah.
So I was a little fuzzy about using that, except, you know, saying, helping them promote something.
Yeah.
If it fits in our structure of, you know, just tell us when, where, how, and who.
Yeah, because I think another, I agree with you. I feel like the, well, let's put a pin in that and come back to it and talk about, I think the, maybe like what the goals are for,
should we start with your document?
Yeah.
I haven't pulled up on that. Yeah, I'm gone. Everyone has that.
I thought it was a really good document. Did you use AI to help write, help you write it?
On parts?
Did you use AI?
No.
To write? Where is it, Lisa? I was pretty impressed. Because usually...
used to be my job.
Kelly and
people
I
used
use
to
AI.
Do.
It used to be my job, yeah. Taking... So, again, mission is... vision is very specific. Mm-hmm. It's to get back to the great community. And that can expand, but... supposed to be short. Mission, connect your own body volunteer organization, institutions, and causes that we all